Welcome back to Traveling with Francois. And we are coming to you live from Oxnard, California. Yes, we are just minutes away from the Los Angeles area. I think 35 miles west of Los Angeles. Oxnard is a beautiful beachside community. I have been here since Friday. I'm having a fabulous time. And there is so much that I have not seen, I have not done, and I have a busy, busy afternoon ahead of me. Now, Oxnard, there is a reason behind the name there. A lot of people say, where did that name come from? Well, it actually came from Henry T. Oxnard, who is the actually founder of this community here. Back way back in the 1800s, late 1800s, he opened a huge sugar beet factory with his three brothers from Chino, California. So there's a long history, and we're going to talk about that today on Traveling with Francoise. Now, I am Francoise, your host. We are staying right here. I say we, with me and everyone else staying here at this beautiful facility, the Embassy Suites Mandalay Beach Hotel and Resort, right along the coastline here in Oxnard, California. Just beautiful. Now, I am fortunate enough to be in a suite. Actually, all the rooms are suites, so I guess everybody here is spoiled. I have this beautiful suite with a balcony that opens up, two rooms in it, flat screen televisions, two bathrooms, beautiful, beautiful property. So much going on here on 9 acres, and they are proud to say, and this just happened during the week, that they have received the AAA Four Diamond Award. So congratulations to the Embassy Suites Mandalay Bay Hotel and Resort. And you can go to their website easy enough and check it out, which is embassysuitesmandalay.com. So I am staying at a beautiful property, 9 acres. They have the pools. They have everything you could want for the business traveler and families, and the beach just steps away. I mean, steps, like three steps away, out the door, so out the gate. So very, very close. Beautiful property, and so much going on in Oxnard. And an easy way to find out about everything going on in Oxnard is visit the website, visitoxnard.com. That's going to make your trip to Oxnard very simple, easy to navigate, and you'll know a little bit more about the area. So I have been talking, they have a winery here, they have a wine trail, they have a kayak center that has this not once in a lifetime, but the only one in the world that does actually kayak adventure it's almost like a theme park. Again, so many different parts of Oxnard that you would not think that is in this coastal beachside community. I'm a California native, Valley's a California native. The last time I've been in Oxnard, I'm going to be very frank with you, was I don't even remember. And now I'm sorry that I have not been making Oxnard my beach getaway because of affordability, everything that they offer here, the people are friendly, and just tons of stuff. But I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to let Susan Smith, the CEO and president of the Oxnard Convention and Visitors Bureau, join me and talk about all this. Hi, Susan.
Hey, welcome to Oxnard.
Well, I know I'm having such a great time, and we started out with a fabulous dinner on Friday night at the Waterside.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Well, it is delicious. It's right there in the marina, which is just steps away from the Embassy Suites here.
That is correct. It's less than a half a mile away. Fortunately, our waterfront and marina area has become kind of a foodie center. There are 9 restaurants within walking distance of the sand here in Oxnard, giving you a really broad range of food experiences, from dockside seafood restaurants where you're watching them take the fish off the boat, to a fabulous little wine bar bistro like the Waterside where we had dinner Friday night.
It was delicious. And when people think of coastal communities, they think of only eating seafood. Like, you have to. You don't have to. Even though the fresh seafood is right there, there's a really nice mix of everything here in Oxnard. Of course, we had the fine dining at the Waterside, but it's right there along the marina, and the music's playing, and people are sitting outside. They have the inside the bar. Just a fabulous property. And what I'm seeing, when I got off the freeway, I have to say, I was so pleasantly surprised, because I saw a part of Oxnard that is brand new and beautiful and bright, and for those looking for the modern and that trendy, hip, crazy vibe, you have it. And then I have transitioned into the historic district, which was fascinating and beautiful, and just I really enjoy all that. There's the fishermen's bungalows, and then again, a different part of Oxnard, then I move over to the beach. I get over here to the Embassy Suites. So by the time I got to the Embassy Suites, just within half an hour, I was saying to myself, I am so impressed. I feel like Oxnard has a breath of new life that perhaps people don't realize has been happening for the past several years.
That's probably true. You know, many, many years ago, Oxnard was known as a small, sleepy farming community. You know, if you're eating strawberries year-round in Southern California, chances are they came from Oxnard. The same with fresh berries, the same with kale and other fresh vegetables. And that's kind of where people have thought we were. But over the course of the last 15 years or so, Oxnard has developed. We're now still a mellow, quiet, beachy community. We're still a farm community because as you drive from the freeway to the beach, in between those condos are beautiful rolling fields of strawberries and vegetables. But we've got a very sophisticated edge now. We're just an hour from Los Angeles, and a lot of that Los Angeles sophistication has rubbed off on us in the form of a fabulous wine trail with 22 wineries that will absolutely compete with Paso Robles or any of the other wine regions of California, and a very strongly emerging foodie culture with some of the finest dining you'll find anywhere. We actually have a 28-point Zagat restaurant in Oxnard. You don't expect that, and it surprises people. But pretty much anything you want, you can find here now.
Well, you certainly can. And again, I encourage everyone, go to the website, visit Oxnard.com. But it is a surprise because you have the naval bases nearby. So sometimes communities that are close to the bases, they tend to think, well, that's really what the community is focused around, the service end. But not here. I see families galore, very family-oriented, and then I see the older generation has actually been at Oxnard all their life, and they're not leaving.
That's absolutely true. One of the advantages we have over a lot of the other beach and coastal communities is the affordability here in Oxnard. That's why we're family-friendly. That's why a lot of the senior and older residents prefer to retire here. It's extremely affordable, and if you really want the high life and the excitement of Los Angeles, you're an hour away.
Yeah, well, you kind of don't want to leave, though. I get the feeling already in this community. You're very happy because there is so much diversity here now for everyone that they want. And actually, I'm like looking at the home prices. You have different qualities, I'm going to call them. You have the fisherman's bungalows. You have the big, beautiful million-dollar-and-plus mansions. You have the condo living. You have a little bit of everything here. I was looking online. I was actually looking at some home prices to see what a beachfront property and yeah, ocean views. You have a lot of high rollers from the LA area that want to get away where it's peaceful and quiet. They have these mega mansions that dot all along the coastline. And then you also have these beautiful condominium communities so everyone can take advantage of the beaches and the views and the sounds of this earth.
I have done exactly that. You know, we do have the million-dollar mansions right on the sand. The upside to that is those million-dollar mansions, if they were on the sand in Malibu, would be $20 million mansions.
Yeah.
But literally half a block from that, less than half a block from that, we have very affordable condos that are steps from the sand. I actually rent one of those condos, and it's considerably less than I would have even begun to rent anything within 2 or 3 miles of the beach in L.A. County. But I am literally probably 100 feet from the sand, so you can still have that quality of life, but at a very reasonable price point.
And all the waterways, I love all the waterways. I didn't realize till I was cruising around yesterday that you have so many homes that are right there with the boats in front of them. The marina is right there. There's a lot of marinas throughout this area, and everyone's taking advantage of it. I love the fact that they're taking advantage of all these waterways, and they're very beautiful and clean, as one of our earlier guests was saying, Mike Lamb, that because of all the inlets and outlets, that the water doesn't just sit there. So it is very clean. The water is pristine here, and it's warm, too.
And Gila Bay agrees with you. Last year, we were actually listed in the top 5 beach communities by Gila Bay based on our beach cleanliness and quality of water here. So we're very proud of the fact that we take very good care of our beaches and marinas.
Well, and you get a lot of Hollywood action here. I said that earlier on in the show. You have a lot of filmmakers that are scour the coastlines for the perfect beach setting. Little did they realize that it's only an hour away, and they're coming up here to Oxnard because there's the sand dunes, there's the long pristine beaches, there's areas where it's not jam packed, so they don't have to worry about that. You have a little bit of everything, but a lot of films have been made up here in the Oxnard area. In fact, it was Clark Gable purchased a home here. Charlie Chaplin headed to Oxnard when he needed a respite, and John Wayne found Oxnard ideal for his fishing vacations. Now, that's a generation where they didn't mind everyone knowing where they were going. It was different than this generation of Hollywood stars who quietly come to Oxnard and enjoy all the area because no one bothers them.
That's true. Actually, you can go back a little bit even further than the 40s and the 50s. Rudolph Valentino was one of the first home purchasers on what still to this day is known as the Hollywood Beach area of the Oxnard beachfront. Yes, there are still people there. We don't talk about them.
I'm just going to ask, but she's not going to tell me that.
Of course I'm not. However, you know, Yahoo.com this year, every year they do a cities with the highest concentration of millionaires edition, and Oxnard is number 7 on that list, even above San Francisco.
Wow. That is, yeah. I tell you, the word's out. The word is out. People are going to be flocking to Oxnard, and then, I don't know, they're going to find out how lovely it is and enjoy everything, and they're going to make this their beach getaway.
We hope so.
I definitely think so. Also, The Biggest Loser, a popular reality TV show, they take several key episodes right here in Oxnard as well, on Hollywood Beach, the beach that you were talking about.
Our beaches are so beautiful that it's hard to keep the film crews off of them, actually. They're wide and they're expansive. There are services steps from the sand. So our beaches are extremely popular with both film and TV crews. We actually get quite a bit of production up here because, of course, with our historic district, which has authentic 1850, 1875 farmhouses, with our National Trust historic area, the Henry T. Oxnard area, you've got a plethora of absolutely gorgeous craftsmen, authentic craftsmen.
I'm going to stop you right there because we have to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the events in Oxnard. We're going to talk about the historic district, the downtown area. We're going to talk about dining, all sorts of things happening. There's a salsa festival coming up. There's just so much. So hold on, Susan. We have a lot more to come
here.
Okay, folks. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We're coming to you live from Oxnard, California. We are at the Embassy Suites Mandalay Beach Resort and Hotel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells. Or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Barter Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052. Or on the web at commandone.com.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage. Offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francois. Now back to the show and your host, Francois, on Money Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am Francois, your host, and you are listening to Traveling with Francois. With us, continuing to be with us, because she knows so much about the area, Susan Smith. She is the CEO and president. That's a job, though. CEO and president of the Oxnard Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back. Thanks for having me out here, by the way.
Our pleasure. You know, it's not hard to know what you love, so.
It's easy to talk about what you love. Now, we were talking about the downtown historic district. Let's talk about that a little bit. What are people going to see when they go downtown Oxnard?
It really depends on what they want to see. We have our Heritage Square area. They've moved 9 of the authentic farmhouses from the original farm families. The houses there date from 1850 to 1902. They're gorgeously restored. There's a couple of wine tasting rooms within those houses and a fabulous restaurant. If you go a little bit further out of the downtown area, you get to the Henry Oxnard Historic District, which is a National Trust District. It's 4 streets, 6 blocks on each street that are authentic, exquisite, yummy, delicious, fabulous craftsman bungalows that have been, again, lovingly restored. It's really fun there at Christmas time because all of the streets have contests on decorating. So what the city has started to do is run a Christmas, it's called the Holly Trolley, through the historic district so that people can see the lighting. And it starts out with cookies and hot chocolate and goes through the district and then winds up back in downtown with cookies and hot chocolate. So that's a gorgeous district. But to take it a little bit further, the history here goes back very far. During the 20s and 30s and 40s, there was a thriving Japanese community here. We still have a very strong Japanese cultural area, but we have one of the few preserved Japanese cemeteries here in town, and several traditional Japanese stores and markets that date back to the 1920s. They're still being operated by the families that founded them. So it's a very deep, very rich cultural heritage here.
Well, I really, and I was in the Henry Oxnard district there, and I'm sure they're used to people taking pictures of their homes. I thought, well, I hope they are, but I did. It was fascinating, and the homes are just beautiful. And what I like about the area is that you can transition from those beautiful old craftsman homes, the agriculture homes, the bungalows, and then you're out again, as I said earlier, along the beach in these million-dollar estates areas, these the gated communities. They're, again, a very nice transition that you have a little bit of everything in Oxnard.
The righteous people have something for everybody.
You do. And then events. I was yesterday when I was downtown at the square there, the plaza, they had a big event going on, and music, and it was packed with people. There was everyone out there just getting along, having a great time. The firemen were out there, the policemen just talking with them, the kids were having a blast, and there was music and dancing and just a lot of fun. But that seems to be a regular. You have a lot of events that go on in Oxnard here for the visitors and the locals.
We do indeed. What you stumbled on yesterday was our Juneteenth Festival. That's an annual event. We have so much music and activity going on. There are summer concert series. There's one at Heritage Square downtown. There's another summer concert series out at the Marina area. and a third one up at the Collection, which is our new shopping, dining, entertainment district right on the 101. So you're never at a loss for a concert to go to. We have two major, major festivals. Obviously, we are the home of the California Strawberry Festival.
Yes,
that happens the last weekend in May. What a lot of people are beginning to discover, however, is our salsa festival. It is literally everything salsa. We have world-class salsa music. There are salsa dance lessons and salsa competitions, both professional dancers and amateur dancer competitions. There is a salsa tasting tent where you can taste local recipes for salsa. And the salsas that win that competition actually get bottled and sold every year. There's fresh margaritas. There's a craft center. It's a beautiful festival downtown that will kind of really get your hips shaken because the music never stops.
Well, and I'm noticing this is the 21st annual event.
Yes.
This isn't just something you guys decided, well, we'll just have a salsa festival. This is, along with the Strawberry Festival, is part of the Oxnard.
Strawberry Festival has been around for 40 years now. Salsa Festival, this is their 21st year. That's the 10th annual Juneteenth that you stumbled across. We do a rockin' tamale festival at Christmas time. There's several festivals up at the Collection. They do a beer and burgers festival that just happened. And coming up in just a few weeks is the Tequila and Taco Festival up at the Collection. So there's pretty much always something going on every weekend here.
Well, definitely. And you also have a nice variety of museums for the auto buffs. You have two fabulous museums. Tell us about that.
It depends, again, on what you want. You can go to the Murphy Auto Museum, and that's all about the auto heritage, really, of the California lifestyle. You'll find authentic preserved woodies there and cars that made a difference in the development and the history of California. And then you go just a few blocks away, and there is the Mullen Automotive Museum, which has the largest collection of authentic Bugatti and European sports cars pre-World War II. So these, each car is absolutely a work of art. They also have a very large collection of authentic Art Deco furniture from the Bugatti estate in Italy, and some Art Deco art glass that'll make you want to cry.
Now, Susan, you are not a native Oxnardian.
I am not.
You are from?
I am originally from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Grew up in Louisiana, but I've lived out here on the West Coast for almost 15 years now.
What has surprised you the most, and we have just a minute left, about coming in? You are the CEO here. You're doing a fabulous job. And Susan Smith, what has surprised you, pleasantly surprised you the most about the community of Oxnard?
The variety. I was a little concerned moving up here that I would miss some of the advantages of living in Santa Monica, which is where I lived previously. And then I got up here and realized not only was I not missing anything, but I was gaining a lot of advantages, like no traffic, like a lower cost of living. So I realized that I could have it all, and I could have it at a price I could afford.
Yeah, and that is, again, what just strikes me about this community, that people don't realize you can have it all. You can live the beach life in a beautiful setting with friendly people. What's the population here?
Oxnard has a population of just slightly more than 200,000.
Yes, but I hear the snowbirds are finding Oxnard as well.
Yeah, they're exciting to
come.
I think I should say in the condos, there's several condo developments on the beach that are specifically short-term rentals, and that's where the snowbirds head.
Well, Susan Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
It has been a ton of fun. I can't wait to explore some more. You are listening to Traveling with Francois folks who are coming to you live from Oxnard, California. Fabulous, fabulous community, just 3 hours away from the Coachella Valley. Stick around, we have a lot more coming up right here on Money Radio. Thank you. NBC News Radio, I'm Stacey Bell. Iraqi military officials say Sunni militants have captured two border crossings, one with Jordan and another with Syria. While there are calls from some for more U.S. involvement, Republican Senator Rand Paul on NBC's Meet the Press said he questions the constitutional authority any administration has to put the U.S. into open-ended military conflicts.
Are we at war forever? No geographic limit and no temporal or time limit on this?
The Lone Star State will be racking up some frequent flyer miles as they send some undocumented immigrants out west. NBC's Kristen Welker explains.
The U.S. Border Patrol is expected to fly hundreds of Central American migrants from South Texas to California for processing. Now, this move is a part of the government's latest response to the surge of Central Americans entering Texas's Rio Grande Valley.
This is NBC News Radio.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rates and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an opportunity to call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states.
You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
Debt, deficits, and more promises. That's what Washington is all about. President Obama and Congress are taking this country down the wrong path to prosperity. You know it, and I know it, and it will affect your wealth. Tune in to Doug Fabian's Wealth Strategies every Monday at 11 a.m. and learn how to protect yourself and your investments from Washington insiders. Doug Fabian's Wealth Strategies every Monday at 11 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1200.
If you're searching for a local business, service, school, or government office, don't go to Google. Go to thedesertonline.com, where you will find over 18,000 local business listings. Start typing the name, and their convenient drop-down will find it for you, complete with phone number, detailed maps, menus, profiles, website links, photos, and videos. On the go, everyone agrees that the Desert Online mobile app is the most useful and most frequently used of any local search engines. Search, click, call. It's that fast. The app will also map out your route. Out of town? Use the app to search their extensive database of out-of-area listings. Whether you need to find a restaurant, a dentist, a florist, an auto mechanic, or an air conditioning expert, go to thedesertonline.com or use their quick mobile app. Just start typing or use the convenient voice search and let the Desert Online bring up all the listings in seconds for you to review and select. TheDesertOnline.com. It's always fast and always local.
Be sure to join Joe Capitano of Homeowners Financial Group for Joe's Mortgage Minute every Wednesday morning at 8:20 on Money Radio's Business for Breakfast. Joe will discuss the current Coachella Valley real estate conditions, current mortgage rates, and new mortgage products that you may not know about. With over 20 years in the mortgage business, you don't want to miss Joe's Mortgage Minute every Wednesday morning at 8:20 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1200. And if you need a loan, be sure to visit joeloans.com or call 760-332-8066.
At Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle where friendships are easily formed. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgePC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Carolina.
The Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale. Clearance row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands.
You and three-on motorhomes is this new
all at closed-out prices.
One-of-a-kind specials.
Discontinued models. Red tag final markdown.
Access to over 65 brands without even the valley.
Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV.
Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway.
Day Palm exit, I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francois. Now back to the show, your host, Francois, on Money Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Francois, as the valley set there, and we are coming to you live from Oxnard, California. I'm having such a great time here, and I just love it every moment of my Oxnard adventure. Joining us now is Yvonne Menard, and she is with the National Park Service, and we're going to talk about the Channel Islands National Park, and we have not talked about the Channel Islands. Welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here, and the Channel Islands are just sitting right out there beckoning everyone to come out and enjoy, but I've been saving this for the experts, because I certainly don't want to botch this up, so tell us about Channel Islands National Park.
Well, the Channel Islands are the real American jewels in the National Park system. Of course, our country, we have over 401 national park sites, and the Channel Islands established the 40th national park, and it consists of five islands, four islands in the northern group and one island in the southern group, geographically of the eight Channel Islands. So starting from the north, we've got San Miguel Island, and then Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, Anacapa, and then Santa Barbara. So it's almost like having five different national parks in one, because each island is unique. They lie 10 to 60 miles offshore, cover about 250,000 acres, and the islands and 1 square mile of water surrounding the islands make up the park. So about half the park is underwater. It's an incredible treasure.
It is, and people talk about the Channel Islands, and I know you have, well, first of all, can you visit every single island?
Yes, you can visit every island except for San Miguel Island at this point. We had a closure in April, late April. The U.S. Navy owned San Miguel Island, and they closed it for approximately a year to look at some unexploded ordnance. It was used as a bombing site historically.
Now, there are no hotels or anything on these islands, no, but yet people are fascinated by them, and they are so gorgeous. So if we take a, let's say we take a private boat out to the Channel Islands, are there places to drop the anchor and go to shore?
Yes, you can go out by private boat. You can go out by concessions. The Island Packer Company is the concessionaire for Channel Islands National Park, and they take boats departing out of Channel Islands Harbor, also out of Ventura Harbor, and they do day trips, or they'll take you out for overnight trips. You can do multi-day overnight trips out of Santa Barbara Harbor with a company called Truth Aquatics, and then private boats can anchor at a myriad of anchorages that are around each of the islands and then go ashore.
Now, California, of course, we have a drought situation going on, and people tend to think, well, if the coastal communities right along the beach, they don't have a problem with the drought. Out there on the islands, has the drought been affecting the islands at all?
The islands are, they got about half the average rainfall this year, so some of the vegetation is drier, but we still have water available for campers that are provided there on Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa Island. On Anacapa Island, Santa Barbara Island, you always need to bring your own water. They're a much smaller island. The Channel Islands are have some of the richest marine environment in the world as well. As you travel by boat to get out there, you're likely to see one or more of the 26 different species of marine mammals that exist in the channel. It's one of the richest marine environments. We have programs for visitors to learn about the park before they get out there or to visit it virtually. We have a program called Channel Islands Live where we do live programs from underwater and from on top of the island at Anacapa Island, which is about 11 miles offshore here, and we broadcast interactively with students and the public here in California and across the country and even in other countries.
So are you astounded the attention that the Channel Islands has received?
Not really, because if you look at the Channel Islands, they're known as the North American Galapagos. They have incredible array of species, the biologic diversity. There's over 150 species that are unique there and found nowhere else in the world. And going out there to visit is like taking a trip back in time to maybe what California was like 100 years ago. The solitude, the beauty, the pure wilderness feel, and the adventure. They're a place where you can learn, a place to explore, and a place to recreate.
How often do you go out there, Yvonne?
Not often enough. I went out there this past Thursday, and it was just amazing. We saw dolphins on the way out. We had a great visit on the island. The marine environment was glassy and clean, and during our underwater program and diving in the landing cove there at Anacapa Island, there was a sea lion in the program. We saw a swell shark. We went over to Santa Cruz Island and saw the endemic island fox, a species that exists here and nowhere else in the world. And the story of the fox is astounding. In the 1990s, that species declined by 95% and were listed as endangered in 2004. And in less than a decade, this last week, a group of scientists that have been working to save the island fox have declared that the numbers, after having been reared in captivity and the balance of the ecosystem restored, the numbers are at their pre-decline levels and they're proposing to delist it. Yeah, it's incredible.
That is a fantastic story. I'm thinking, how long does it take from right here in the Oxnard area to get to the island?
Yeah, the closest island is Anacapa. So here from Oxnard, you have about an hour boat ride. You go to Santa Cruz, it's maybe an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 15.
Now, I noticed I have a map in front of me. I look real official, even though you're fascinating. So I noticed here that you have stations at each of the islands. And it looks like you have a museum at the Anacapa Islands, correct?
Yes.
But people now, they're not allowed to spend the night on the islands, or are they allowed to spend the night?
No, they are.
They are allowed
each
to spend the night.
Each island has a designated campground. Some of the campgrounds have water, Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz, and they're varying sizes. Anacapa and Santa Barbara Island have about a capacity of 30. Santa Cruz at Scorpion Valley has a capacity of 240 campers. There's two different areas to the campground, so if you have a large group and you want to plan a family reunion and go out camping, you can, you know, schedule one of the group sites or two or three of the group sites. And then Santa Rosa Island, which is further to the west, it has a capacity of about 75.
And joining us, folks, is Yvonne Minard. She is the Chief of Interpretation Public Information Officer, and that's a handful, because you have a lot of information to have to know to talk to everyone. Now, how do they go about finding out about staying at the Channel Islands or just visiting for a day? What's the best website for people to go to?
Great question. The National Park website is www.nps.gov/nationalparkservice.gov /CHIS for Channel Islands. If you just say, you know, Channel Islands National Park, it usually comes up on a Google search. And it's a really, it's one of the best websites in the National Park Service. It really is. We have a lot of information there. On the left-hand navigation bar, it'll tell you how to plan a visit, what to do to prepare for a visit, what to bring. If you want to learn about which island you're going to go to before you go out there, you can learn all about the cultural history, the natural history, all the animals and plants. You might want to go to the multimedia section and watch our movie called The Treasure in the Sea. It's online, so you can just download it and watch it and learn all about the islands, as well as there's dozens of other films that talk all about either your visitor experience, like how to, you know, prepare for a kayaking trip, or if you want to learn about some of the natural resources, we've got some great videos on the bald eagle and the island fox, etc.
Wow. And can folks book their camping stay online?
Yeah,
if you want a spot.
Yes, you can. And it's Reserve America. The best thing to do is first secure your spot on the boat. Once you have your boat reservations, then you can either do it online or you can call. They have an 800 number.
And what do you find is the item that people forget? I'm sure they don't have Wi-Fi out there. So if you want to get away from all that.
You do have to pack thoroughly.
Yeah.
And you want to, if you're going out in the winter or the spring, in case you get stuck with the storm, you're going to want to bring an extra day's worth of food. And year-round, people tend, when they travel out on boats, they tend to eat more than they do in a normal day. So bring extra food. You know, and pack lightly so you can carry it easily from the boat to your campsite. But in terms of what people forget, probably enough layered clothing.
Enough layered clothing.
It can be cool on the water, and then you want to definitely, it could be very hot in the interior of the island. And bring enough water. Sometimes we get hikers that, you know, think they can go great distances and they're not drinking enough water, and, you know, they get dehydrated.
Well, I think, because you were saying they tend to eat more, because there's probably so much visual constantly out there that you're walking here, you're walking there, you're looking at this, and you don't realize how active you are once you're in such a fabulous setting. It's just phenomenal. So, again, give us just a quick overview of the Channel Islands, again, National Park. How many islands, again?
There's five islands in Channel Islands National Park. San Miguel Island, furthest to the west, and it's closed right now for this coming year. Santa Rosa Island is 83 square miles. It's a wild landscape. It absolutely has a beautiful campground. It is about a 2.5-hour boat ride to get out there, but it's well worth a weekend stay, or you can go midweek as well. Santa Cruz Island, the largest island, the most heavily visited island, has a great array of different species to see. You might want to choose to plan to go out with one of the kayak outfitters and have a weekend where you do some hiking. Maybe one day you go out kayaking so you experience both the marine and terrestrial environment. Then Anacapa Island and Santa Barbara Islands, much smaller in size, but you get the feel of being on the ocean the whole time. They're a haven for 99% of the seabirds in Southern California rely upon the Channel Islands for their nesting, roosting, breeding grounds, and Anacapa and Santa Barbara are very important for that.
Well, Yvonne, fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
I can't wait to get out there to the islands. I don't know how I'm going to fit all this in. Yvonne Menarche is with the National Park Service, U.S. Department of Interior, for the Channel Islands National Park. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All right. And this information will be posted on Traveling with Francois. Folks, you can just go straight from my website over to their website and get all the information. Okay, we're going to step aside for one last break of the show. When we come back, we're going to go on a gondola and offside? I think so. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francois, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Experience a new generation of golf cars. Golf cars that will exceed any golfer's expectations. Offering new and remanufactured cars, Advanced Golf Cars in Palm Desert knows what a golf car is all about. From the stylish and comfortable interior to the high-end rims and appealing body style, Advanced Golf Cars has it all. Visit them on Gateway Drive in Palm Desert off Diamond Shore or call 760-328-2278.
A family tradition, the Allston's Jeweler. The Allston's Jeweler, a full-service jewelry store. The Allston's Jeweler, let our family take care of yours. We invite you to come and see us all day. A family tradition, the Allston's Jeweler.
Need an an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the Classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classy.transportation.com.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francois, now back to the show, and your host, Francois, on Money Radio.
All right, folks, here we are. We are in Oxnard, California. I am Francois, and I do a little housekeeping here. I want to thank all our sponsors of Traveling with Francois, including Mike Thompson's RV Superstore in Cathedral City, who is the presenting sponsor of the show. So we've covered just about everything from fine dining to shopping to the historic district to the Channel Islands. We have been all over the map here in Oxnard, the strawberry fields, the flower fields, wine tasting, just a little bit of everything. But what we have not done, yes, there is one thing so far that we haven't covered yet, and that's gondolas. Mm-hmm. They have them here in Oxnard. Joining us right now is Mark Schooling. He is the founder and owner of Gondola Paradiso. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and you are all dressed, ready to go, in your gondola attire. I should actually ask you to sing, but I won't have you do that. I won't have you do that, but I think this is fascinating because I was talking to you earlier on the show about all the waterways through Oxnard, mm-hmm. and there's so many with the boats and the homes and beautiful, calm waterways. I did not realize that there are also gondolas. Tell us about that.
Well, we just started up the business back in February, and we're in an area of the Channel Islands Harbor in Oxnard called Seabridge. It's a new community development with some beautiful bridges that they went to the extra effort of making them really attractive and wonderful. And we've got great weather, nice cool breezes in the summer, and that's always a good thing when you're going on the gondola cruise. And it's just a beautiful place to cruise through and experience and relax when you're out on a vacation.
So I have to ask you, Mark, what makes you think, it seems like really such a lovely lifestyle to be out there on the water every day with your gondola. Well, where did this go? What made you think to do something like that, and why Oxnard?
Well, I've actually been a gondolier for the past 17 years.
Oh.
And this year I started up here in Oxnard. Because it's such a great location. I actually had some customers when I was working down in L.A. that lived in the area, and they suggested it. And I looked it up and went, yeah, this is great. And it's a really enjoyable business to own and operate because it's a happy service. People are always looking to have a good time. And not only is it just the people on the gondola, but you're walking along and you can hear people, you're on the gondola riding along and you can see the people walking along the shore because there are sidewalks that are along the canal, and they say, oh, look, there's a gondola, and they smile, and they wave, and they pull out their phone, and they take pictures, and the same thing from, residents. Have a gentleman that when he sees the gondola come out, he steps out of his house onto his balcony and sings O Sole Mio. So, or at least, a few lines of it.
Well, now, aren't you supposed to be the one singing?
Well, we do a little singing as well. I always suggest that you wait for the wine to soak in. That way, I sound a little bit better. Yes, we do have some singing, and people are welcome to bring their own music if they like.
So now, tell us about a gondola experience. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to get out there. I'm going now, and it's not just for the romantic side of it. It's for families, everyone. So, what's going to happen when I go out on Gondola Paradiso?
Well, you will arrive at our location and board the gondola, and if you bring beverages, we'll open them up for you, put them in, in cups and such. If you're going in the evening, we have blankets on the gondola. That way you can snuggle up with the people you're with if you're interested in snuggling with them. If you're a 6 and your 8 year old, they probably don't want to smoke.
Yeah, there's stuff all over the gondola.
Exactly. If the young ones, oftentimes you see fish. Sometimes you have the seals back there feeding on the fish. Occasionally you'll see some stingrays and that kind of thing. So there's some sea life out there for the family kind of experience. And for everyone else, what you have is a very the unexpected part is it's relaxing. It's like getting a massage, and you get to just sit back and enjoy the experience. You're welcome to bring beverages and food as well, and so a lot of people will bring snacks and just really enjoy themselves, relaxing and soaking in, the whole ambience of the area.
And they get a tour too. Not only are they out there just enjoying the ride and being outside, and it's so beautiful and quiet and peaceful, they also get to get a look at the inner workings of the Oxnard Harbor.
That's true. We go around an island called Coral Island, which is part of the Seabridge community, and which is in the northeast corner of Channel Island Harbor. And as you mentioned, part of it can be a tour. Sometimes you'll have people that get on the gondola and they just want to be together, and they won't say a thing to the gondolier, and they'll get off the boat and walk away and have a wonderful time. And other times you have people that are looking to interact with the gondolier. And so we teach the gondoliers to, kind of get the vibe of the cruise so the people get what they're looking for, whether that be, a quiet, serene cruise or an informational tour. Talking about the real estate prices usually are one of the popular things.
So don't be afraid then. If we're on a gondola, we're on Gondola Paradiso, don't be afraid to talk to the gondolier and ask them questions if you feel like it.
Exactly.
And just interact and have a good time. What is the normal length of a gondola ride?
It's 50 minutes on the water, so just under an hour, which is just the perfect time to, get that experience and relax and really enjoy yourself.
And how many people fit in a gondola?
Well, right now we can fit a total of 4. Most cruises are 2 people, and I have a boat that's under construction right now up in Washington State. And for anybody who knows boats and has ever had one built, the finish date is always kind of up in the air. So it'll be 2 weeks. So it's either sometime in August or possibly early September, because if it gets finished late, they want to put it in the Port Townsend Wooden Boat Festival to show off, the work that they did.
And how many people will that gondola hold?
That one will seat 6 people.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we don't want it too large, though. Very intimate. Just a fun experience for the kids, too. The kids love that stuff. They're out there on the waters. How does everyone get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to our website, which is gondolaparadiso.com, and that will answer, most of the questions. It has the phone number there as well. Our phone number is 805-612-4475, and you can just give us a call to book a reservation. We can accommodate last-minute reservations.
Okay.
It, of course, depends on availability. The more important the specific day and time is for you, the earlier you want to book, we usually recommend about a week or two in advance.
Okay, book in advance so you have that perfect, especially if you're going to be asking someone to marry you or something. Make sure they book it way in advance so they have that date and that time. And I noticed, Mike, that you say, gondola? How do you say it a little different? How do you?
Gondola?
Gondola.
Well,
I think I said gondola. Gondola?
Yeah. Potato.
Yeah.
Gondola and gondola.
Gondola.
And I'll switch back and forth between the two.
Okay. Well, you are dressed in your stripes and you have the hat and everything. You're all ready to go. Are you going to be out there on the waterways today?
I will, yes.
All right. I will wave and say hello.
Sounds good.
All right. So another fun experience that you can have here in Oxnard, you can go to their website, which is gondolaparadiso.com. It will be on Traveling with Francois that will link you right over there, and you can hopefully Mark will be out there. Mark, how often do you actually do the gondoling yourself?
Every day.
Oh, you're off every day? Oh, okay. So let's do that.
Get out of the gym.
You going to sing at her? No. Okay, real quick. Is that a myth? Are the gondoliers supposed to sing or not?
Gondoliers in Venice do not sing. That's Hollywood.
Oh, that is Hollywood.
But
there you go.
Most gondoliers in the United States, they do sing because that's what people expect.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't know. I just learned something else. Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome. Here.
All right, folks. Okay, well, this is going to wrap it up for my stay here in Oxnard, California. I have had just a fantastic time. There's a lot more for me to explore today out there. You can go to the website, Traveling with Francois. Give me about a day or so to get a lot of this information posted. I'll have websites to everybody that we talked to today. I also have some trips to give away to Oxnard. They include all sorts of different things, so you're going to have a great time with those. Those will be posted on the website. I'll let you know, actually, on next week, so I'll let you know more about the contest and things for your very own trip to Oxnard, California. As a native Californian, I am proud to say that Oxnard has just been a fabulous experience. I can't wait to come back. I want you all to have a great week now. You can go watch the World Cup or whatever it is you're watching. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks to all my sponsors today for being part of the show. I want to thank the community of Oxnard as well, Susan Smith, the president and CEO of the Oxnard Convention Center, all our guests and everybody that was part of the show. Great, great time. So until next time, I want everybody to have a great week, and remember, it's never too late to get a life.